reminder, and a slight pang of guilt kept me from looking at my phone. I figured not seeing the message was basically the same as not getting it at all, so I closed my eyes tighter and rolled over in bed. I needed the extra rest. The night before, I had been out late with my girlfriends. It was unseasonably warm for New York in the fall. We had decided to go to our favorite local spot, Sexy Taco Dirty Cash. The bartender, Antonio, was a true mixologist. And ever since we came in one night and ordered what he deemed whack drinks, he made it his personal mission to broaden our horizons. We never ordered off the menu when he was on shift. We simply sat at the bar and got our life, joyfully socializing the way Black women do, as he made us new concoctions. We'd ooh and ah and giggle and flirt until we were feeling good enough to float on home. With my low threshold for liquor, that was usually two drinks. That Saturday was no different. We sat around the bar trying new things, eating, laughing, and cutting up before we took the party out onto the streets of Harlem. By the time I got home and crashed, I knew full well that it would be a late sleep the next day. About an hour after the first buzz, my phone vibrated again. This time it was a Facebook notification from a friend. So I opened my phone to look, and she had tagged me in a post that read, "This one rocks. Tarana Burke, look. Me too. Predators are everywhere. Work, home, houses of worship, you name it. If all the women who I know who have been sexually assaulted or harassed wrote me too as a status, and all the women they know, we might give people a sense of the magnitude of the problem." I grabbed the phone off of its charger in a panic and read the message again more carefully, thinking that the friend who posted it had written the entire thing. I was so confused about why she would do so without consulting me first. I'd been doing the work of bringing empathy into the fight against sexual violence for many years now using this language. I sent her a private message thanking her for tagging me and explaining that I had been working hard to relaunch my website and broaden the work around me too, and that I didn't want to diminish it by creating a simple hashtag in response to the recent news stories. I had, of course, seen the media coverage of the Hollywood mogul who had been exposed in not one but two bombshell stories as a serial predator of women, confirming years of whispers and not-so-subtle innuendos from some of his famous collaborators. I had read the stories of the high-profile actresses who had courageously come forward to talk about the horrific things they suffered at this man's hands, and I had watched as the unfolding conversation reverberated across social media. Other than these women being survivors of sexual violence, none of what was happening in Hollywood felt related to the work I had been entrenched in within my own community for so many years. Seeing Me Too, the phrase I had built my work and purpose around, used by people outside of that community, was jarring. My friend was confused too. She explained that she hadn't created the original post or the hashtag. She was simply reposting it and giving me credit because she knew I had long been doing this work using that phrase. I asked if she minded deleting the post to slow down whatever was being spread. My heart dropped at the thought of inviting people to open up and share their experience with sexual violence online without a way to help them process it. I knew it could lead to emotional crisis in the absence of caring, empathetic environments. There was a knot growing in my stomach. This would be a disaster if it went viral. "Maybe it won't catch on," I messaged, as a rush of anxiety and a creeping hangover made my body flush. And then she said it. "It's all over the internet." My brain was scrambling. I went to my Facebook timeline and frantically scrolled up and down, but I didn't see a single post using hashtag MeToo except hers. I let my body relax a bit and then remembered to check my notification from earlier. It wasn't my mom guilting me about church. It was a text from another girlfriend with a screenshot of a series of tweets all using hashtag MeToo. Underneath, she wrote, "Hey sis, this you?" The blood drained from my head.